at Razorback Stadium.
In Fayetteville, Arkansas.
For the Vampire Turtles Podcast.
Live and loud from the lovable studios of Razorback Stadium, Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Rock City Kicks Red Plastic Cups. Rock City Kicks, located on the corner of Greg and Townsend. Well, we're here live and loud from the Live Loud Studios, where I'm joined in person by Quinn Carson. We're here for an impromptu, spicy edition of the Vampire Journals podcast. Quinn, what's going on, man?
Daniel, I'm here. We just had some Lucky Luke's barbecue. Tried to get some wings, but they shut the fryer down 10 minutes early.
Yep.
You know, we're just living half a dream, but we've got some sauces here we're going to have.
Yeah, it's going to be an impromptu edition. We've got five different hot sauces of increasing levels here that we're going to go through with some Tostino's pizza rolls. In that span, we're going to talk about the two leagues, Ray Lewis and Vampire. Going off the cuff, we don't have the stats, we don't have the data today, but we're speaking from our hearts. Before we get started with these wings, we're going to do a quick shout-out to the Stoner of the Week, Chase Vickery. And, you know, I hope that he had a big old fat bowl of marijuana before he had his Thanksgiving meal on Thursday.
I agree.
And, you know, so here we go. Shouts-out to Chase. Pipe in that reggae music in the background, Quinn.
Y'all smoke weed.
Got him. Today's hit of weed is brought to you by LG Window Air Conditioners, providing heating and cooling needs for those without a central HVAC system. LG air conditioners and heaters offer supreme performance at a low-end cost. Reliable with digital thermostats and remote control options, we offer BTU options for rooms both small and large alike. LG Electronics, here for a brighter tomorrow.
All right, guys, so as I said, we've got Tostitos pizza rolls fresh out of the microwave. You know that's going to be good for us. And we've got five different hot sauces that we're working with today. Spice levels have been assessed by a combination of the label reading and personal history with these sauces. Number one sauce that we're going to start off with today is called the Secret Aardvark Sauce. Habanero hot sauce. Comes in a cool looking plastic bottle. It's got a blue aardvark on it. And yeah, back of the bottle says a flavor that kicks you in the mouth. So Quinn, speaking of being kicked in the mouth in the Ray Lewis League, you sat in last place for most of the season, but after a showdown with Sandusky Shower this past Sunday, you've now moved into 11th place in the league standings. As I get some hot sauce on your plate, tell me about the kick in the mouth feeling that you've had this season in the Ray Lewis League.
Well, Daniel, I got to tell you, my projections have gone up. I was supposed to finish 11th in the league. I'm projected now to finish 9th.
Huge.
By the end of the season. I'm on a 2-game win streak.
Yeah.
That's 200% increase in wins since last week. I don't know. I'm feeling it. I'm happy about it. But
now tell me, what's your percentage odds of making the playoffs? 1%. So it is not 0%.
Not 0%.
You know, just like in the Vampire League, there is a certain very specific series of events that can get you in. And speaking of getting it in, we're going to go for our first hot sauce and our first pizza roll here. So here's to the aardvark sauce and the kick in the mouth moment of the year for Quinn Carson.
I dig it. I mean, I really thought like getting knocked out of the playoffs early was a kick in the mouth. And earlier in the season, you said that we had a pretty good team that I drafted, and I believed it. I think it's finally starting to show up, just like way late, you know?
Yeah, you know, Austin Eckler obviously busted out in a big way this past week. 40-plus points. You know, you're getting tight end health and production after you snag those two off the waiver wire. So, you know, there is something to be said with carrying momentum into next season. So, you know, I think for you, it's if you can identify who your second keeper is by the end of this year, you're going to be in a good spot going into next season.
Yeah, I've been trying to move my keepers along, figure out something.
As always, listeners, if you're in one of the leagues, Quinn is very open to trades.
Of course, of course. Well, Daniel, as we move on towards our second sauce and our second subject of the week, I want to talk about the blowout sensation that you had on Thanksgiving Day, Daniel, with Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and TJ Hockenson playing for you. Did you get to catch many of these games? Did you see the fantasy production? You're up 54 to zip on Team Kissing Cousins with an 80% chance of winning. You could say that you're a big, you know, you put out the early runs in the first and second inning.
Yeah, it's exciting. This year I've dabbled a lot in getting active on the Thursday night games to, you know, just bring some increased excitement into the whole week of the fantasy slate. So Thanksgiving Day was no different. And yeah, you know, it was a struggle for the Cowboys in real life, but from a fantasy perspective, doubling down on Zeke and Dak really paid off for me. Unfortunately, a guy like TJ Hockenson was able to snag a touchdown before he missed some time with an injury later on in the game. So, yeah, nobody tells Sam he has a game this week. I think he figured with the holiday that they just didn't play football this week. So, yeah, you know, let him take the week off, let me take the week off, and we'll just start gearing up to face off with Tristan in the championship.
Well, Daniel, we got this second sauce here. It's a Barbados-style hot sauce with Picante. It's called Monk's, correct? Or is it Mork's?
Let me see the bottle.
It's kind of got like a weird R or N.
Yeah, I've always called it Monk's.
Yeah, I like Monk's as well. It's I like how its first ingredient is spring water.
Yeah.
You know, it's a quality thing. Made in Canada. And,
Shit, it's not even actually from Barbados.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy them
Hang
as much
on,
as
we're going to swap it out. I'm going to find a different sauce. Wipe the sauce off your plate. We're not doing this.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. So the second spiciest sauce, I think we will see.
I'm lathering it.
Go big.
This kind of looks like a piece of chicken tikka masala at this point now for me. Yeah.
Speaking of big piece of chicken, typically in a family structure at dinner, the biggest piece of chicken is reserved for the father or patriarch.
Okay.
Quinn, as the vampire, I'm the only player that's able to steal from others. Who's the biggest piece of chicken still out on the table for me to steal that's still out there?
Daniel, obviously we're talking about you've got a certain amount of games left. How many more games do we have
three
left
games.
In this season? We got 3 games left in this season. You're playing Deacon Dorff, Turd Ferguson, and this week you're playing Smokin' Jay Cutler, correct? All right, so that helps me narrow down some of it. So you're not playing Chase anymore this year, so Patrick Mahomes, people like that are going to be off the board. But if we look at Smokin' Jay Cutler, we have someone like Christian McCaffrey. If we take in Deacon Dorff, I'm looking at someone in the lines of Dalvin Cook or Justin Jefferson. And obviously, if you take Turd Ferguson and beat him, you're bringing in someone like Stephon Diggs or maybe even Josh Allen to round out a playoff quarterback for you. But in this sense, I think if I just say the number one
like the number one player on fantasy that I should watch out and say that you're looking to get is Christian McCaffrey. And if I said that there was one person that you wish you could get that you lost your chance at, it's going to be Jonathan Taylor. And yeah, that's on Chase's team.
Dude, that was a real bloodbath between me and Chase. An up and down matchup that saw me jump out to a huge lead after a Thursday night game that included Patriots defense and special teams, plus kicker Nick Folk popping off to the tune of 42 points combined. Got me off to a huge lead. Unfortunately, Jonathan Taylor surpassed 42 points on his own accord. In route to a 50-plus point performance, Chase got off to a really big lead by the Sunday afternoon games. Austin Eckler battled me back Sunday night, getting 40-plus points. And it came down to a Monday night game where I needed Brady and Fournette to get me somewhere around 37. And they failed to do so. So it was a really close matchup, really exciting matchup. And, you know, it was fun enough that I didn't lament losing that much. But, yeah, Jonathan Taylor would have been the primary target. He's been popping off in a real big way. He's been driving success for Andy's team, Siren House, through this middle stretch of the season. And so that's the fish that got away. And, yeah, tell me what you thought about that Barbados sauce.
You know, I thought the Barbados sauce was cool. It's nice and orange and yellow, and it leaves a longer, tingly flavor in my mouth, which I like. You know, it's been sitting here for a minute. I dove in to another pizza roll just to get another checkout of the first sauce. I actually love this first one we had.
The aardvark sauce?
Yeah. Aardvark is some of my favorite. So far, this habanero hot sauce.
It is good stuff. And we got three more sauces coming up, two leagues to talk about, and one marquee matchup of the week. That and a whole lot more coming up after this.
Just wanted to take a second and say the Vampire Journals is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. We want you to know that ZipRecruiter's focus has not changed. They're still doing what they have always done, helping people find work and helping businesses find the right people for their open roles. If you're looking for a job, ZipRecruiter is working with you to find the right job faster. In fact, Curtis Jackson, CEO of Rock City Kicks, Fayetteville, needed to hire a director of socks, posted a job on ZipRecruiter, and found the best person for the role in just a few days. 4 out of 5 employers who posted on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. Visit ZipRecruiter.com/vampirejournals. That's ZipRecruiter.com/vampirejournals. Now back to the pot.
And we're back.
Yeah, Quinn, your suggestion, I'm going for a second dose of that aardvark sauce right now.
I like it. I like it. I want to go for a second dose of the Vampire League. I want to stay here for a second. You know, we haven't talked that much about the jerseys that we tried to talk about earlier in the season. That was the yellow leader of the pack jersey. The head and points jersey, the polka dot, and then our mountain.
Mountain is the final standings movement.
Right.
So the climber.
The climber.
The yellow jersey was final standings projections.
Mm-hmm. And then
place, and then points leader
is
was
polka dot.
Polka dot.
Right. So, Daniel, you're going to be wearing the climber's jersey going from sixth place into fourth. You're bound to make the playoffs now. How do you feel? You've fought your way potentially into position. We've got three teams at 6-5. You're playing those three teams the last 3 weeks of the season. The season's in your own hand, the fate, your own hand. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a perfect spot for a climber to be in. You know, I'm not a sprinter. Never claimed to be. It's why I'm not in the green jersey. It's why I'm not points leader. I'm currently fourth in the league in points scored. But the climber shows that I'm a team that improves every week, that is hard-nosed, determined, and is there for the long haul. And so it's going to play perfectly into my hands if my team can show up and just go to work these next 3 weeks. Steven was really kind of affected by DeAndre Swift's injury on Thanksgiving Day. Really kind of stalled out his team's effort before the weekend games, which you never like to see. but I was pretty happy to see it, if I'm going to be frank with you. And, yeah, you know, in terms of the other matchups, you know, Chase is playing Kurt. We all know that Kurt does not have any sort of track record for success against Chase. And then Quinn, you, despite your team's, you know, kind of lack of depth due to injuries and trades, you're currently projected to beat Robbie. You got a good effort out of Josh Jacobs on Thursday. And those are 2-6-5 teams that are directly ahead of me that potentially can lose, plus a third one if I'm able to beat Chase. Tell me about your matchup with Robbie.
Man, it's going to be a rough and tumble thing against Robbie. But again, we've talked all season, he's young. You know, he's starting James Robinson. He's starting Kyle Pitts. We don't know if they're going to be confirmed as lock-in 20-point scores. And, you know, the games that I've lost against you this season, I've yet to... I don't know if I've put up any 20-point scores when I played the Vampire. And just having someone like Josh Jacobs to just pretty much get me there is a great sign. I'm playing spoiler now for everybody, so I'm hoping that I can...
You still got a 1% chance.
I know, I just got to keep winning. You never know what could happen. But as far as the polka dot jersey...
Moose Courtway.
Yeah, seems like it's... I'm playing Robbie Courtway.
By 3 points. He currently... Well, 2.6-point margin over Kurt Taylor.
That's a rivalry and a half, if I had to hear that. I know we can't speak Robbie's name too much in this apartment, so we'll move on. We've got the yellow jersey, Daniel. So do we have a projected winner so far for this final standings in the Vampire League?
So we know Chase currently sits in first with an 8-3 record. According to the final standings projections... it's no different than draft day in the sense that Chase is in the yellow jersey. Projected finish number one. Got a steal in Jonathan Taylor at $5. Has gone undefeated against the Vampire this season. And has maintained a relative health for his team. It's perfect combo for success.
Well, Daniel, as we move into our third sauce, what do we have here?
Third one's going to take it up a step. This is called Mono Loco Piedra Almas Hot Sauce. This is made by a company called Chile Mono Loco. Bottle says, take it easy. Very, very, very hot. Don't panic. Stay calm! Exclamation mark. What you're experiencing is your soul leaving your body through your melting tongue in tears of regret. This delicious super hot sauce in bold was made with love and passion in Costa Rica by crazy monkeys and spicy food lovers using only fresh peppers, ghost, and scotch bonnet. So yeah, this is 3 out of 5, Quinn. I think that yeah, we've been taking it easy, Jackson Brown, so far. But now we're gonna take it to the limit.
I love it. And for the subject to take it to the limit with, I want to talk about something that happened in IRL just last night. You had a confrontation with the number two player in the league, Johnsonville Champs. You and Tristan sat eye to eye at dinner and had words. You had words about the championship. You think you're going to see each other in the playoffs. You're eyeing each other. I think none of you tried to pay the bill. What can you say about last night's interaction with last year's champion?
Yeah, you know, it's a chump move from a chump champion. You know, Chumps and Bill Brotz is a fake champion. Yeah, you know, it was just a lot like any classic showdown in an action movie. It was like I was Keanu Reeves and he was Patrick Swayze. And he's going to surf off into that Australian hurricane, man. And that hurricane's coming this season in the championship.
Well, just like the bottle of Mono Loco says, this is our take it easy moment of the week. And at the time last night, the waitress at the Mexican food restaurant had to say, hey, take it easy.
Here's your fourth margarita, sir. She said that to me.
All right, I'm dousing it again, bathing it both sides, the roll.
Yay.
Going in.
Here we go.
Noticeably smokier and hot right off the bat.
Yeah. Very hot.
So, at this point, what's it like seeing someone for the first time in the flesh this season who you've been thinking about playing all the week? I mean, honestly, like, Tristan's been showing up. He's one game behind you. You're at the top of the league. He's the guy to beat. Like, what do you think when you look at a guy's eyes? You know, are you trying to figure out what guy he's going to start or what?
You lucky bastard. It should have been me drafting Najee Harris.
Mm-hmm.
This one got a little bite to it.
Yeah. You know, Tristan's got a little bite. You know, he's real confident in his team. We heard him earlier in the earlier segment of the podcast. He's straightforward. Woo. He's looking to find out the information. He makes the selection.
Go back to the aardvark sauce to make my tongue feel better.
Yeah, my beard's sweating a little bit. This is the first time that I've really thought that, like, Tristan has become a super solid fantasy player. And I was really scared last night to be on your side of the table and to side with you when you said you'd see him in the championship.
Mm. Much like this hot sauce's effect on me, my performance against him will leave Tristan speechless and crying a little bit. Wow. Well.
That's good.
Quinn and I are going to try and recover after a word from our commercial sponsor.
Bowling memories are made at Ozark Lanes in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Come out to Ozark Lanes and provide the community of Fayetteville and the surrounding areas with bowling fun entertainment for the last 50 years. Grab something to eat, drink, cold beverage at the cafe, roll a few balls, or just come and roll yourself. Or just get lost in the game room. No matter what, who, when, why, or where, you can find something to keep yourself entertained at Ozark Lanes. Ozark Lanes has 40 synthetic bowling lanes, all with bumpers, and it's the second largest bowling alley in Arkansas. We host league play for all ages, ranging from 3 to 133. That's right, 133. Ozark Lanes is also the perfect place to hold family reunions, company parties, school field trips, birthday parties, and daycare outings. And along with the full-service pro shop, we also have a full-service cafe serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. On your next family outing or night out with your friends, come on in, because wouldn't you rather be bowling at Ozark Lanes?
Woo! We just hit the third level, Kurt. It was the Mono Loco Pierre de Almas.
Kurt, speaking of the third level.
That's good. That was our opener.
Fire.
The aardvark opener was really good. We really liked that a lot. I'd eat that almost every day if I could.
Speaking of the third level, Kurt, you're currently in a three-way tie for second place in the Vampire League. You've got a matchup this weekend against your rival, Chase. Tell us what you're expecting against an almost insurmountable opponent.
Well, the one thing I know about Chase is he always wins. So I'm going to take this L and look on towards next week.
No. You say Chase always wins, but he had to go to Mississippi this weekend for Thanksgiving. I guess
he took an L this weekend.
There it is. Quinn, you got any follow-up for Kurt?
I mean, Kurt, I'm pulling up the stats right now. You're up as we see it. He's starting Russell Wilson, not Patrick Mahomes, on a bye. I mean, that's got to mean something different.
Russell Wilson's had a rough couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes has had a good couple of weeks. If I had to pick my poison, I guess I would take Russell Wilson over Patrick Mahomes to go against. But both are quality quarterbacks, and you can't count out Chase. He's the luckiest boy alive.
Now, you know, if there's one thing I had to say...
I thought you were going to come take advantage of the deals.
You know, we were. And then...
Change your mind?
You know,
the things just didn't move that way.
Okay, as we move on to our fourth sauce.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Leave that in.
Yeah. All right, Quinn. So as we move on to our fourth of five sauces, there are currently five teams within a stone's throw of third place. 2 at 7 and 4, 3 at 6 and 5. Of this group of five teams, including Derek and the Anal Fisters, Chase Vickery, Siren House, Hud the Stud, and Jay Money, our boy Money, shouts out to Money.
What up, Money?
Money!
Money!
Which one of these has the best chance of making some serious noise in the playoffs in the Ray Lewis League?
Man, you know, I spent all weekend with Andy, and he's high on the hog about his team. He's really excited. And if Jonathan Taylor's going to score 50 more points and Hard Knocks is going to start covering the Indianapolis Colts, I think that, god damn, I think Andy's got a chance to really, like, turn it on. And if Tom Brady can turn back into being, like, the number one quarterback he was at the very beginning of the season, there's a lot of things. Andy's a little short on depth. I think he's going to be starting pretty much the same guys the rest of the season. But, you know, once he gets past all these buys, I think he's got a what? Did the Bucks have like a late bye?
They had their bye 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so he's starting to cruise. But, I mean, I'm going to put my money on him just because he gave me a bed and a pillow to sleep last night. And
I'm going to correct you. The one problem with Andy that I have found is his love of Jarvis Landry.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Has jaded his perspective somewhat. And the weekend that he professed his love to Jarvis Landry to me, Jarvis Landry burned him bad. And I can't say that I was much help in the decision-making process because everything that I suggested was wrong. So I'm not saying that what I would have told him would be any better, but
I
could see that coming to fruition at some point in the next couple of weeks where he's like, oh, my boy Jarvis, and then Jarvis burns him real good one more time.
Speaking of burning you real good, sauce 4 or 5 is the Constrictor by Hedonist.
Damn.
This triple threat of Smokin' Ed's, Carolina Reaper Peppers, Reaper Powder, and Reaper Distillate squeezes its victims until they beg for mercy. The Constrictor is a ferocious beast of a sauce. Try it if you dare. The Constrictor, a hot sauce by Hedonist.
I got a buddy who works for the Hedonist. Can't imagine what his asshole looks like.
When speaking of assholes, is currently
wait, should we talk about our marquee matchup of the week?
All right, let's get to the marquee matchup of the week this week, brought to you by the Constrictor Hot Sauce by Hedonist. This matchup features the two vampires in league history going head to head with serious playoff implications. Is 6 and 5, Smokin' Jay Cutler currently sits 2 games ahead of Stan Pyre, I believe.
Yep,
2 games. Is that games, right? 4 and 6. So again, big 4 and 7, pardon me.
Yeah.
So big implications here. Steven got decent contributions from TJ Hawkinson, 12.5 points. DeAndre Swift, as we mentioned earlier, exited early with 3.9 points. So Quinn, as we prepare, I'm going to start kind of dipping right now.
So what are we picking?
Yeah. Tell me what your heart says. And then, tell me, you know, one of these two teams has a really good shot of getting into the playoffs.
Oh, I just got a whiff of this thing, dude. Sorry, let me get back in character. All right.
Here we go. 3.
Oh. This is going to be bad. 2. I've doused mine, Daniel.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying you have to do yours.
1.
Go. You know, damn. It had to be Swift. The heat comes quickly. And this week, that might be the downfall for Steven. DeAndre Swift leaving the game in Thanksgiving, called to dinner early, left the game with an injury. 3.9 points on the board. Now, may not seem like much. At this point, this thing is not hitting me as hard as I thought it would. But this aftertaste is probably going to linger. And I almost want to say that if I drink water right now, I'd spread it and make it worse. So I'm just going to sit on it. But Daniel, you know, I think you got a chance to steal Christian McCaffrey or anybody you're choosing. You took Kyler Murray earlier in this year. I'm betting you win this game, but I don't know who you're taking.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's your turn to speak.
Yeah.
I doused mine. I'm pretty sure I got some.
Well, I feel like there's a certain level of obligation to take McCaffrey.
He's so good. He really is good when he's playing. He really is.
And I think it's the biggest detriment to Steven's team. You've got Jones and Kamara at the running back spot, currently injured on his bench. Saquon's really kind of been slow to return to pre-injury form. So another loss at running back would be I don't know.
Your eyes
dip in the right sauce. I don't know why this one's not hitting you the same.
I don't know either. Should I do another? I'll do another one. I'm doing another one. I'm trying to scoop it this time. I think I really did douse it the first time. Should I put some more on it? It's time for the last dab. Which many of you guys, Jesus. Ooh. I think the last subject for this year, Daniel, as we go in, we're gonna take on the last dab. It's part of the Hot Ones line. First We Feast presents Hot Sauce by the Heatonist. Hottest sauce on the Hot Ones cranks the spice levels even higher with this special triple X-rated version of the last dab, free to drink strains of spoken Ed Curry's most infamous chilies, Pepper X, Chocolate Pepper X, and Peach Pepper X, combined to smoke out celebrity guests and fans alike. Add a dab to your favorite foods and live your Hot Ones. Hot Ones tradition.
Yeah. But as we get these
this old sauce
on our plate and prepare for the final topic.
This shit doesn't want to.
We're gonna hit you with the final commercial of the week coming up
right after this.
Hi, my name's Daniel Week, and on behalf of Waterbeds Everywhere, I'd like to say, have you considered giving us a shot, Chase? What's not to love about sloshing around like a choppy boat dock at sea? And tired of pets on the bed? Say no more. Waterbeds, it's a new wave.
Okay, all right, Quinn, as we prepare for the last pizza roll of the week. Wait, and we're back. All right, Quinn, as we prepare for the final pizza roll and the final sauce of the week, it's time for the final topic of the week. Speaking of finals, there's been a lot of talk about expansion in the league, expanding the league from 6 teams to 8 teams. As such, this could potentially be the final year that the Vampire has a realistic shot at being a dominant champion. Currently, Chase sitting in the driver's seat for Vampireship going into next year. The final topic, Quinn, what do you see in Chase or the potential Vampire, whoever it is, next year in an 8-team league? And here we go. Pizza roll.
All right. Cheers to you, Daniel.
Cheers.
Man. First comes first. Chase will rule with an iron fist. He will also be the first Vampire to quit the league And it'll be the second vampire to repeat. I'm wow. telling you right now.
Wow.
He's good enough to set his lineup for 6 weeks and come back after a rehab stint from his weed addiction.
Can I have a third prediction?
And come in, make the playoffs, and surprise you late next year. Kurt, on to you.
I need one more prediction out of you, Quinn. And I need three predictions. You have two so far.
All right. So my other prediction... You know what? I'm going hard. Like, you guys know me. I'm a straight shooter. Robbie's going... He's going... I'm a straight shooter. Robbie's going 5-9 next year. I'm calling it right now.
5-9 or 9-4?
No, it's his highest QPC projection to date. He's going 5-9. Third projection. Now, last but not least, I'm just going to throw this out here right now, and I'm not even a commissioner, but we're going to decide this by the two entries into next year's league, if that's how we want to do it, is going to be decided on the disc golf course. Yeah. Like perfect fantasy football. It's going to be decided by things that don't even matter.
All right. I'd like to follow that up by saying QPC projections, two-thirds correct, typically.
Yeah.
And so two out of those three things that Quinn just described will come true. That is my prediction. My thoughts on the expansion of the league as you guys recover from your horrendous spice sauces. I think that the expansion of the league will benefit all parties, Vampire and what we refer to as the five families. That will become the seven families. It will dilute all parties, and it will make all parties more fair. I think it'll give us an opportunity in the seven families previous or in the future to trade more amongst one another, because we will have more people to trade with.
Yep, I like it.
I think the seven families teams will get slightly weaker because it will be more diluted. And I think the Vampire will become slightly weaker because it'll become more diluted. I think it matches up perfectly with our schedule to where we no longer have teams that play the Vampire twice and teams that play the Vampire three times. And then we can just jockey for when we play the Vampire as opposed to when and how many times we play the Vampire.
Thank you so much, Kurt. That's Curtis Jackson, Deacon Dorf, also the proprietor of Rock City Kicks. You know, it would be a dream if we could put a coupon code someday for Rock City Kicks, but we can't. So you got to go online to rck.fay.
Not at all.
.net?
That's not a real website. You'll want to go to fayetteville.rockcitykicks.com.
Yeah, and please take a look. I got two new pairs of shoes from Kurt sent to me. They got to me in days across the country. You can get them anywhere and everywhere. But no, anyway, really last thoughts, Daniel. How do you feel after this?
It's good.
Our annual hot sauce.
You know, we made it. We survived. And it was a blast.
Damn.
And we're just really getting to money time. It's winning time and it's playoff time. And if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Tristan, I'll see your ass in the championship.
And take it easy.